KOA. This is Linda.
Linda, listen. My name is Roy Mercer.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling. My family was there to your KOA.
Uh-huh.
And my stepdaughter and son, Leticia and Raymond, they was off walking down there toward Lake Clinton. They was going to do some crappie fishing down there.
Uh-huh.
And listen, they was down in there, and an old boy, that naked as a jaybird, run by them and streaked them down there.
You're kidding.
I ain't kidding you. I ain't a wolfing at all.
Can you tell me what he looked like or where he came from? Or?
Well, I ain't real sure where he came from. I do know kind of what he looked like. My little stepdaughter, of course, she's old enough to know what them thing looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that the old boy had, I don't even know how to put this, a fairly good-sized goober down there.
Well, what color hair?
Well, it's black, kind of curly.
And when did this
happen? I think he had a beard, too. I think he had one of them little beards, you know, like they all wearing now, them little half beards.
Uh-huh. When did this happen?
Well, about the second or third day we was there. That ain't the worst of it. My boy Raymond, and apparently, I ain't, you know, seen him in a while, but he's tore up about that. The old boy, you know, I guess he figured he'd been left out of the loop on that goober thing, and he said about crying around here like life weren't fair, and we caught him the other day, ma'am. He tied a can of Denny Moore beef stew to it trying to stretch it out, and he's hurt himself, and we're going to have some doctoring. And I was hoping that y'all couldn't send me like $95 so I could get him into the therapist down there.
I don't think so.
Well, how come? My wife's pretty upset about it. Have you ever had an ass whooping? Ma'am?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Roger Meek.
Roger, this here is Roy D. Mercer. I was talking to Linda there.
Oh, yeah?
Is she still there?
Yeah.
Could I get her back on the phone?
You bet. Hang on.
Thanks.
Hello?
How come you got off the phone there? Is that a man that works there?
That's my husband.
Well, I'd be down there, you know, put a pop knot in his head big enough to hitch a horse to.
Who am I talking to?
Roy damn Mercer. I was down there with my family just having a little KOA camping down there, and my stepdaughter and son got streaked by a naked man down there. It looked like he's carrying a purple cane, apparently.
Well, without them reporting it when they were here to where we could have called the police out here.
Well, there ain't no police. I don't know that they could identify him if you had him up there.
Well,
but I'm getting ready to go through somebody like fear through the French army down there. In fact, and she said it kind of looked like a fella that she knew, named Roger Meek.
That's my husband.
Is that right? Would he be able to put up somebody up to pulling your leg? Would he be somebody that would do something like that?
No.
Better your leg than what the stripper was displaying, I guess.
Linda, this is Phil and Brent and Roy Mercer, and your husband Roger put us up to this.
I tell you, I am going to just put a knot on his head.
Big enough to hitch a horse to, right?
That's right. Be on him like bruises on a topless dancer, won't you?
I am.
What did you ever do to get him to want to pull a joke on you?
I don't know, but he thinks it's pretty funny, and you just wait.
Is he laughing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's laughing.
Well, does he resemble what I was describing to you? Is that him?
Except for the cane.
Maybe it was cold that day. I don't know.